Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. 855-453, the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you this evening is Ian.
Not me.
And Mark.
And we'll invite you on over to our website. You can actually control the content of the site by submitting different things online. You find maybe blog posts or videos or news item, you just submit it to freetalklive.com and other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you have brought up. And then the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com. What's the problem, Ian? I'm throwing me
nothing.
Off here.
All is well.
Okay. Like making faces at me and stuff. Like something's on fire in the studio.
I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here in the studio with the knife that I got from ManVentureOutpost.com, and it's
you got one too, huh?
It is awesome. It is well, I didn't get you got the
I got a whole set of
you
knives.
Got the big set. I got
I like know, it.
You got a big set for like a cutlery set.
Oh, you got like some, a fancy
you know, just
put it on your belt kind of knife.
We were comparing knives at the beginning of the show, and I've got to say, I'm looking at that here in the studio, and that is really a mean looking knife.
She
Mark.
Was stroking my blade earlier. It's the truth.
Really?
I won't tell Laura.
It's a knife. What's the problem? So, ManVenture, apparently that was a bad joke. It left the studio completely. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned. Family-owned. It's a family show. Come on. Members in good standing. They're the Better Business Bureau. You know how important that is when you're shopping online. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. And this is the thing, is when I went to did some comparison shopping, this is a true statement. ManVenture Outpost really does have some of the best prices on the internet on these things. You can get additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
I think that it depends on the family. I think Free Talk Live is a cool, like a family show for cool families. You got to be an open-minded family to be able to handle letting your kids listen to this
show.
It's
not like we're on during the day or anything like that. You know?
Like, well, I guess. What are the odds that anybody's... It was so funny. It reminds me of what you just said there. It reminds me of an Onion article. I'm subscribing now again to the Onion after like a decade of not subscribing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we keep it in the LRN.FM studio bathroom so anybody can enjoy the Onion in print form. And one of the articles was just hilarious. It's in their little sports page. And it... Family gathers around radio to listen to baseball games. It's a huge joke. You know, like, who does this anymore, right?
Well, I think people do listen to baseball games on the radio.
I listen to baseball games on the radio.
At home?
Families at home.
Don't. Really?
I don't have TV, and they don't They don't stream. Well, this now I'm watching hockey or listening to hockey, but I do, absolutely. And
but
you're
families
mocking
don't.
Me. That's great.
Families generally don't sit around, you know, and like radio is more of a singular experience.
Now more so than it was in the past,
yeah.
Right? So 855-453 is the number. Tom is in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Yeah, during the news, by the way, there was a sound bite by Rick Perry about certain congressmen ought to go to jail if they're trading on inside information there. I was there when he said that. This afternoon in Nashua, by the way, he made one of those meet the people events. I posed a question, do you want to legalize drugs now or do you still want to wait until more cops get themselves killed first?
Excellent.
He doesn't want to legalize drugs.
He said he wants to get cops killed?
No, he didn't specifically say that. He said he's not in favor of legalizing drugs.
But that means that he wants to have cops killed, right? Because, I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Anyway, last week it was John Huntsman's turn for me to heckle them. That was
and go get point, him, Tom.
The point is that you know, if you're pushing the Free State Project, it is one more thing, folks. You can come to New Hampshire and you can meet the candidates. They're out here. They got to stop in New Hampshire because it's the first in the nation primary, and so you can go out and meet them. All this. Let me close out this. File here and lock up my computer and go down to Nashua and heckle Rick Perry and then come back here and go stop at the post office on my way back.
This is an entirely true statement, Tom. I mean, if I were to try to see a presidential candidate when I was down in Sarasota, Florida, I would have been, you know, tens of yards away from this person as they stood behind a podium, you know, in some place where you couldn't have got anywhere near them. I was, you know, feet from Mitt Romney at one event in 2007. Another one where I was, Dennis Kucinich came to my church at the time I was going to the UU church here in Keene. Mm-hmm. And there, it is a much more hands-on kind of situation here than it is, I think, anywhere else. I mean, the population of Florida is, what, 20 million or something like that. New Hampshire's less than a tenth of that. So they really have to meet people. They come to diners here and walk around mm-hmm. amongst the hoi polloi. And
I have met so many presidential candidates.
Yeah.
You.
I know. And I'll tell you, the one that I remember most is Arlen Specter. He had a handshake like a dead fish. It was terrible.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah, there's the fact is, presidential candidates in New Hampshire are like this. I mean, they're like dogs in the neighborhood. You have to have some mace to keep them from humping your leg. I mean, it's that they're that prolific.
You know, we actually have Ron Paul coming to Keene, coming up here on Monday.
Here on Monday, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Tom, thanks. Yeah. Anything else you want to share?
No, that was about the size of it, except that John Huntsman mentioned that he had a sister who died of a drug overdose, and I butted in and said, her choice, which, you know, is true.
Yep, thanks, Tom, for the call. Keep up the good work out there. Appreciate that. I'm glad when people with bird dogs, it's called bird dogging, right, when you kind of, you know, ambush them with a question that is not necessarily friendly to them.
Or politically correct.
Yeah. So,
you know, lots of people have had relatives die of alcoholism. Should we make it illegal? John Huntsman, Mr. Huntsman?
1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We go to a different Tom calling from, I have no idea where. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Tom from space.
I'm calling from Maryland.
Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I think I heard some of what was said this weekend.
On Saturday? Regarding
I think
the,
this kind of misunderstanding is kind of to be expected.
Yeah, absolutely. You're referring to, for our listeners that don't know, that maybe just tuned in, you're referring to our Saturday show when we had a lengthy conversation about veterans and war, and of course we take the pro-peace position, and there
and
was a listener...
Pro-personal responsibility.
Yeah, there was a listener that was upset that, you know, we weren't completely backing the veterans, basically, and I entirely agree with you. I mean, this is to be expected. In fact, as I said, I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner.
Yes, 1 week ago, I was having a brief discussion with an old friend, basically, I hadn't seen for some time, but we were talking, and he's a bit of, I guess what I would call a Kool-Aid drinker. And
in what way? What kind of Kool-Aid?
Just doesn't really seem to understand what real freedom is. It justifies the existence of anything and everything, meaning bureaucracy and what have you, that would stifle freedom. And to just, this should give you some insight. As we talked, he at one point said to me that he starts to talk about lots of other people he knows that are from other countries, and they don't have it as good as this. So I then responded to him. I said, I know exactly where you're going. Your angle is, we as Americans should shut up, don't complain, don't know anything, because the Ethiopian immigrant that came here had it so bad that we should just ignore any and all corruption and be glad for what we have. That's,
yeah.
And he did not actually deny that. That's what he was inside.
That's absolutely the case. It's common refrain from people.
So
it's also
frequently
phrased as, you know, I could leave.
Yeah, and what that ignores is that the government in this country is growing faster and faster and faster. When you're talking about the amount of spending at the end of the Bush administration and through the Obama administration, you're talking about a tremendous amount of money compared to what has happened in the past. Now, it doesn't come through in taxes. It's coming through in debt. At this point, 43 cents on every dollar, you know, the 43 cents they pay is debt. They're out of control. So if they're claiming that it is great in this nation, they can't claim that it is because of what the government's doing now.
Tom, I don't know if you have more. If you do, you're welcome to stick with us. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
But you see, fathers are more fun than mothers because fathers are the only people in the house who are allowed to have gas. And they don't care either. They just sit right there. Oh. And you always know when they're finished because they say, oh, boy. My father would do it and blame it on invisible animals. Oh. And you see that elephant right under there? And my brother was dumb enough to look for it. Now here comes my mother. All right, get... Oh, Lord, what? And then, yeah. So, Mom, there's an elephant under Dad's chair. Did you see it? No, but it lifted Dad up by 2 feet. Do you know my father's favorite game? Come here and pull my finger.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can go there, see the ladies that are on the Shrine, or if you're a lady listener, become part of the Shrine. Get the details at shrine.freetalklive.com. And yesterday, Mark, you handed me a new product that I hadn't tried yet from Wise Foods, the granola bag.
Crunchy granola.
That was pretty crunchy and darn good.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that. You're a fan of morning cereals, and so I figured that you'd enjoy that greatly. And, you know, one of the reasons that we're trying out...
I just ate it straight out of the bag.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
One of the reasons we're trying all of these things is to be able to tell you about them. And, frankly, you know, I've got nothing bad to say about them. They've been great. These products will last 25 years. You can store them. They come in convenient rubber tubs that you can keep them, stack them up in your garage, your basement, cellar, whatever you want. You don't know what's around the corner. We're in a financial situation, a global financial situation, unlike the world has ever seen.
You can count on change.
You can count on change. And what's that change going to look like? I think that we can count on... Well, food shortages, they've occurred around the world. Could they occur here? I suppose they could. You can also count on the cost of things going up in the future. So your dollars are going to devalue. Where are you going to put them right now? Is it going to be gold? Is it going to be silver? Is it going to be, you know, bitcoins? Is it going to be food that you have there ready when the time comes? And, you know, I think it's a good idea to have a certain amount of food stored up. So visit wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today. Request a free entree sample. And for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code FTL to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com, 855-FOODWISE, promo code FTL. Get the free sample. Try it out. It is worth doing. Free shipping, 10% off any order, peace of mind included. Greatest gift you can give to the ones you love is wisefoodstorage.com.
All right, 855-450-3733. We get back to Tom, listening, still don't know where, actually. Was it Maryland? Maryland, was it?
Yes, he did say
yeah,
Maryland.
Tom in Maryland.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I would also, you know, like to add, and this is something that so many in your audience are probably very familiar with anyways, but, you know, how is it that my freedoms are being fought for in a far-off, distant, foreign land? Can somebody please help me understand? My freedoms being fought for in Afghanistan?
Let me explain.
My freedoms being fought for in Vietnam, a war based on a lie that killed everybody.
It's a common claim.
These are people I really trust. I don't know about you guys, but...
So here's the explanation as I see it as to how your freedoms are being fought for. Basically, you say the same thing over and over again, and people start to believe it.
Yes, and they also start to believe it. Like, when you hear, I've talked to a number of people recently, and I take notice of this, and I try to back off at the right time to avoid an argument, and that is, I just hear people constantly talk about what they have seen or heard on the news, a mainstream network. They're not listening to you guys or InfoWars or RB. They're not, no. They will talk about what they saw on the CBS Evening News or Meet the Depressed, and they talk about it like it's the gospel truth.
Yeah.
They said he was a radical. They said, it's comical to know that some of these folks that, you know, they're usually somewhat smart, they hold a job, and they're responsible, and then, you know, they watch CNN or Fox, and it's to them, it's the truth, so that's all I want to say. I know there's other callers.
Hang on, Tom. I think that's interesting you bring that up, because it kind of reminds me of an experience I had when I was younger, working in retail. And I had this experience where it was almost as though when the customers would come through the front door, they would put blinders on. It was almost as though, like, these people that you knew were intelligent people, because you could converse with them, and, you know, they were likely very talented at whatever skill or craft it is that they did in life. It's not like they were just dumb or something like that. It's just that when they walked through the doors of the store, it was almost as though they became like children or dependent in some way. Where's the bathroom? Well, it's right over there under that huge sign that says
blinking
restroom.
Neon line that says bathroom.
And I've had this happen to myself, where I've walked into a store and been looking for the bathroom,
it.
And it's just not.
You lose customers, right? I mean,
but they're not dumb,
right?
They're not.
They are in that circumstance.
Well, right. This is why. I'm bringing this up because I feel like the same thing's happening with, you know, the mainstream media. It's like it's a permission slip for someone to turn off critical thinking. Oh, well, they fact-checked it. It's the media. Yeah, they know what they're talking about.
They didn't just believe whatever the politicians said.
These are professionals, so I don't have to think as hard is basically, I think, where... I mean, nobody's actually saying this to themselves, but I think that's kind of the process that's going on. They're just allowing someone else to do the thinking for them.
It's like pre-chewing your food for you, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so, one last comment related to that. I give guitar lessons for work, and I'm careful. Oh, I don't want to lose people. I heard from a couple of students several months ago that you know, in May, the chatter was about how we got Bin Laden. Yeah, right. And I said to only a couple of students, they are still in school, right on that end of middle school, edge of high school, whatever. I told them because they told me that they believed it, and they explained why they showed a picture, and they did this, and I said, okay, I said, let me, you know, you might not think any of this has any relationship to music or guitar. I said, but it actually does. If you believe that, you do not have the ability to critically think on your own. You don't have it. You might get it, but you do not have it right now. If you believe what they just told you, and people constantly say this, you've heard people say, politicians lie, politicians are crooks, and then a politician, Obama, gets on electronic media, a TV, and says, we got Bin Laden. And the same people who always said, I don't trust politicians, I don't believe them, are talking about it next
day partying in the streets.
As if it's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely right, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate
that.
I appreciate your passion as well at 855-450-FREE. It's about complacency, and I think he's right. If you don't exercise critical thinking, it's like a muscle. You have to use it to continue to have it.
Well, I don't know that one doesn't have critical thinking if one doesn't believe, if one does believe the government's story on Bin Laden. I mean, one needs to ask questions.
But if you know that the government lies, why would you believe them there?
Well, why would, because in order to be an effective liar, good liars have to tell the truth 9 times out of 10. They have to say, look, that's blue.
Someone hasn't told the government that. They're lying all the time, man.
But they have to point at facts and that sort of thing. So I mean, there has to be truth inside of lies, otherwise those lies would be of no effect.
So the truth inside the lie was that they were supposedly after Bin Laden, but whether or not they got him,
if they were after Bin Laden, and that fed their military-industrial complex, why did they do it? Why did they get him then?
1-855. 450-FREE, that's the number. You can take control, bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satansshow.com.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. Archives are there, going all the way back to late 2006. All free for you at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys just cost too much? Jurisdictionary.com is, of course, for people who don't have attorneys, or for people who do have attorneys and need to keep an eye on them. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. Whether it's they've got advanced how-to-win strategies, getting evidence, motions and hearings, causes of action, affirmative sorts of defenses, courtroom objections, all the different types of objections, teaches you how to use the court's rules. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. This is the civics course you should have had in high school. Not the one they gave you, but this is the one on actually how to use the court's rules. You can visit jurisdictionary.com. They have all kinds of free tools there for you. Free legal flowchart, weekly tips and tactics newsletters you can sign up for, the free legal dictionary videos that you can watch, and, of course, buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. It's a great deal. Jurisdictionary.com. Remember, when you use when you do check out, use the pull-down menu. Let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so 855-453 is the phone number here. You can take control of these airwaves. We started the show out tonight talking about a situation that has developed with Free Talk Live over the last few days. As a result of one of the many conversations we've had over the years about veterans and war and peace, of course, this show takes a very strong pro-peace stance. Saturday night, we were talking about how veterans who claim they support the Constitution but admit that they won't actually follow it because they're afraid of what might happen to them, meaning they'll go and fight in an unconstitutional war, like, say, a war that hasn't been declared. They'll go and follow unconstitutional orders simply because they're afraid of going to the brig or afraid of being dishonorably discharged. It's cowardice. That's cowardice. And, you know, I pointed out that I'm cowardly in some ways. I pointed out that, you know, when I say people shouldn't pay taxes, but I pay property taxes, that makes me a coward. But, you know, I don't pay all taxes. There's some I do pay and some I don't. So in some ways I'm cowardly and in some ways I'm not. And same thing with those soldiers I pointed out that night. In some ways, I'm sure they're very brave. You know, I'm sure that they'll go and rescue their friend if they're in trouble or whatever.
Right.
But
well, you know,
on the other hand,
they on 60 Minutes, I believe they trotted out this this soldier who had gotten, I think, the Congressional Medal of Honor. The big one, and he had done it because his lieutenant was coming to save him, and his lieutenant took some fire, and then he went out to save his lieutenant, and then drug him, you know, a long distance, carried him a long distance, and the lieutenant didn't make it, but. You can imagine the amount of guilt that this young man has. I think that guy's absolutely what he did was heroic, and I certainly wouldn't call what he did cowardly.
No, exactly. It depends on the circumstance.
He doesn't believe that, you know, he took an oath to the Constitution, but he's not thinking about it in the same way the average American doesn't know how many bills, amendments there are in the Bill of Rights. They just don't know. They haven't looked at it, and they don't care. However, when you're dealing with a veteran that has read the Constitution and does believe that it's the highest law in the land, and does believe that the government should abide by it, and understands that when the government gets into military action, that they should declare war, that this veteran should, A, either, at the very least, be informing other veterans that, you know, look, we're not abiding by our oaths here. At the very least, trying to get some agreement inside the military. I think that that is a brave act. And secondarily, maybe standing up and saying, no, I'm not going to do this.
So this there was a listener in the Jackson, Tennessee area on Saturday night that heard this conversation and was incensed, took the time to write to some of our advertisers. There's now at least one advertiser that's in question. They may drop off the show. Mark, I think you're handling it as well as you possibly can. You're not cowing. You're not saying, look, we're sorry for what we said, because we're not. I mean, we said what we meant, and we stand behind that.
Actually, I have made a mistake, and I have an email correction here that I've got to read. The fact is, the United States declared war June 5th, 1942, on some minor Axis powers, Bulgaria, Hungary, and Romania.
Really? So there was a war after World War II.
The last declared war was in 1942 for World War II.
So that was part of World War II?
It was.
I see.
But very interesting. I didn't know this.
There you go. You learn something new every night.
Spark in Tokyo.
So, and then this guy also emailed the radio, one of the radio stations he listened to, which happens to be a cluster of four stations, three FMs and one AM in the Jackson, Tennessee area, the TJ Network. So I've got his email here to the station that I want to share as well. I listen to you, Free Talk Live, shown on 11-12-11. Now, how can anyone take this guy seriously? Just right off the gate, he can't even put a sentence together. And this is somebody you want to take
the first sentence.
Right. You want to take this guy seriously? Anyway, on 11-12-11, and question the judgment on any station, instead of any station, that lets this type of uninformed opinion to be broadcast. I can understand the debate of military action in almost any condition, but to claim that the soldiers should all question the authority of their superiors because they could interpret some portion, instead of portion, of the Constitution differently than their commanders is ludicrous. Then to make which
so the idea that Americans should take responsibility for their oaths, and you know, when they make that oath, you make an oath, you're responsible to that oath.
He's saying that you're responsible to use your commander's interpretation,
right? So, and your commander's responsible to his commander's interpretation.
Well, right, and that's very true in the military. I come from a very military family, and you do as you're told. Whether or not, you know, you don't think for yourself as a private. You think what you're told to think.
But that's wrong.
I would agree with that, and that's why I never joined the military
myself. Military officers get this training in, I believe it's the Milgram experiment, on how it is that people tend to do what those in authority tell them to do. This is part of their officer training.
Milgram, yep.
And, you know, the military does pay lip service to servicemen and women avowing, you know, their oaths. What is it? Watada, the first officer to refuse to go to, I think it was Iraq or Afghanistan because the war wasn't declared. He was found innocent. The military tortured the crap out of this guy, threw him in jail and all kinds of stuff because he was an officer and he got big headlines. He was found innocent. And the fact is, you know, there's a culture of do what you're told, but the law and the military code, code of conduct, uniform military code, that is based around people having personal responsibility for their actions.
I don't know what happens if for some reason you sign up to the military, you enlist, you're deployed, and what happens if you change your mind? You're there.
You're in.
Yeah, you're in. You don't get to change your mind.
8 years.
Well, I don't know that that's not exactly true. We've had plenty of people call this show and choose to leave the military service, and
sure,
it wasn't that bad for them.
Okay, but that's true.
To not re-up, because I'm of the same understanding that Ian is, that it's you're in for 8 years.
No. What
you
Mark
can
is
leave
saying,
anytime you want.
Hold on. What Mark is saying is that that you can leave and that there aren't the worst consequences that people think that there will be. But you're made to think there will be some pretty awful consequences.
Imagine for a second, okay, because mostly they don't lock people up for attempting to leave. All right.
That's what we've heard.
That is my strong understanding, that people do not get locked up for
these days.
Now, certainly in the past that may have been true, but you know, in the last 10 years, I don't think that happens very much. Now, imagine as an employer, you sign a contract with me to be on board for 8 years, and I say, now, look, if you leave early, I'm going to give you a terrible review to your next employer who calls me for a some kind of recommendation.
Right.
That's essentially what the military does with its honorable discharge thing. But it's like high school or college. It doesn't matter after your second job. Once you've been in the workplace for a period of time, it doesn't matter. This is what happened when I got out of prison. I didn't want to say, you know, give somebody a resume that says incarcerated 8 years, second degree murder, right? Like, so I, you know, had a look, you know, I had these jobs.
8 years, worked at the canteen.
Say I worked at, you know, this place and that place, and I flat out lied.
Oh, really?
In some cases, sort of fudged and fabricated. We'll just call it a lie because that's what it was. A resume, and nobody checked on it.
More coming up here, 855-453. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing. washing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and take control of these airwaves. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
Nemi.
And Mark.
I'm so bummed out. We had Anonymous holding on the line there through part of the break, wanted to talk about the things we didn't want to talk about. But he dropped off the line, so I guess it wasn't that important.
I wanted to talk about the things we didn't want to talk about.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE is the number here.
If you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years, you know it's not good for you. There's a healthier option. It's called the e-cigarette. It's a vaporizer. It vaporizes nicotine. Nimmy's pulling on hers right now. You can get one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today from Vaporsmiths.com, and you can get it for free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers. A cartomizer is essentially, the value of a... I guess it's about the nicotine value of a pack of cigarettes. You buy 40 of them. For $69.99, that's, I mean, where are you going to get a pack of cigarettes for, what is that, a buck and something? I don't know.
It's a hell of a deal. I mean, there's no federal taxes on it, right?
Absolutely. It's a great deal.
Or state tax.
Use coupon code FTL. You'll get free shipping and, of course, the free starter kit. You can use it just about anywhere in the world, anywhere you want, without being too much hassle. Somebody might not like it because it looks a little bit like a cigarette, but once they find a little more about it, you're less likely to have trouble.
When the blue light turns on the tip of it, it doesn't look like a cigarette.
Not so
anymore.
Much. Yeah. Vaporsmiths.com. You can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. I want to thank everybody who's responded to this ad. There's been a lot of them. And, you know, cigarettes, old technology. This is the new thing. It's better. And
it's way cooler looking, too, with the blue light than a cigarette and all the smoke and nastiness.
And it's raining and getting cold outside.
Yeah. Yep. So anybody who lives up in places where it's not nice to stand out in the snow by the dumpster.
Or maybe you just don't want to leave the bar with your friends, even if you're down in Florida. You don't want to leave the bar, you got your friends there, you're in the middle of a game of pool or whatever.
It's just as much fun as smoking in the bar. I did this, one night, Osborne, the great L. Osborne-O.
From SACL CAI.
SACL CAI came over here and he wanted to go out afterwards and... We had a few cocktails, a couple of cocktails at the local
Jason
place.
Jason Osborne wanted to go out and drink?
Yeah, he did.
Whoa.
And I had a great time with the e-cigarette, pulling on that. And, there were times in my life when I used to do the smoking, out in bars and stuff like that. And
when that sort of thing was allowed.
Yeah, you can't do that now. This is fine. It was fine by me.
Hey, we were in an Atlanta, Georgia airport, and they actually allowed smoking in one of the restaurants there.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Amazing.
I couldn't believe it. Like it was like being transported back.
I'm sorry, you shocked me into stunned silence.
I was amazed by it. I was like being transported back into the 1990s.
Absolutely. It was weird. There was smoking going, I think it was in Bermuda when we were there, there was smoking going on in a restaurant. I was like, wow, this is strange.
All right, so we're going to...
PaperSmiths.com, yep. Coupon code FTL.
Great product. And so we're going to continue here this email, and then we'll get right to your phone calls. But I want to get through this brilliant email here, which has is just rife with spelling and grammar mistakes. From a listener who is very upset about the fact that that we support peace and that we question the war and all of the wars, etc. He's very upset about what he heard this weekend, and so he complained to advertisers and complained to local radio station there.
And it worked.
It did. I mean, well, we haven't had the advertisers pull out yet. There's one that's seriously considering it.
But you know that I don't know. I mean, like, they're investigating the situation. They take it seriously.
The station claimed they were already planning on dumping Free Talk Live, but it certainly is coincidental that they happened to do it right after
they did it right
email.
Then. So I mean, this is status one, Free Talk Live zero in this particular circumstance.
It's a cross we have to bear for, you know, being true to our belief systems in a world in which most people agree with.
And I want people that agree with our message to think about this, because it tends to be that, you know, people in the liberty movement tend to be somewhat apathetic. They tend to be somewhat, you know, cynical. Is that the right word? That's cynical. That's not the term I want to use. Skeptical. You know, they're just a tough crowd. You know, they're not an easy play where you can just, you know, we get on the air and we say something and they do it. That's not how it goes. But there are people out there that think that our message is rattling the foundations of Western civilization and it's going to kill everybody. Consider that when you're listening to advertisers, when you know, you have an opportunity to call a radio station in your town, when you're, you know, promoting when you have the opportunity to promote Free Talk Live, consider that there are people out there that are actively working against Free Talk
Live. Right. I mean, this is literally the show they don't want you to hear. He goes on to say, he's writing this to the radio station, then to make the statement that any soldier who did not agree with this broadcasters, he puts the word broadcasters in quotes, he doesn't use the apostrophe S as he should, opinion is a coward, is way beyond just presenting an argument to support the option. It is a condemnation of soldiers who are risking their lives for their country and is inciting treason, I-N-S-I-G-H-T-I-N-G, inciting treason by encouraging soldiers to disobey orders of their, T-H-I-E-R,
treason isn't disobeying orders.
Superiors, S-U-P-P-E-R-I-O-R-S. I will try to contact as many of your sponsors as I can to let them know if they support this program, I will not use their products, which is really the way to put the screws to a local small radio station. This is, like you said, an unrated station. If one advertiser comes to them and says, look, we're out.
Radio stations care about two things. Yeah. That's ratings and revenue. And in a smaller market, they don't have ratings, so they only care about revenue. So if you go after the advertisers on a radio station, even if they're, you know, say, buying ads from Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. in prime time, and they're just getting bonused those ads in Free Talk Live, they're still going to get really skittish.
Which is why it's so important to do the reverse of what this guy is doing. It's why we ask on a regular basis on this show, at least once a week, we typically ask you, if you listen on a local radio station, please contact the station. If you, you know, if you haven't done so, contact them, talk to the program director, and tell them thank you.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, go the extra mile and go to a one of local advertisers you hear on the station and tell them thanks as well. Even if they didn't know they were on Free Talk Live, say, hey, I heard your ad during Free Talk Live, and I'm really glad that you're on that station.
One person saying that really sticks with people. Chances are good a local advertiser hasn't heard anything about Free Talk Live.
Right.
That's the chance. That's just the way it is, and being off-prime, especially off-prime on Saturday.
Yeah, their salespeople aren't going and selling our show.
And that's, you know, that's that. So if you go to to one of these advertisers' places and you say, hey, I heard you guys on Free Talk Live on, you know, WXYZ at 10:40 a.m. or whatever it is, not the time, I'm saying, I should have said some other 13:50 a.m.
Right.
Then, you know, thanks.
Yeah, and then if somebody else does finally come to that advertiser and says, this Free Talk Live show's terrible, maybe they'll remember us.
At the very least, the advertiser says, wow, people listen to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's unfortunate that this, I certainly understand this person's decision to tear into the advertiser, but I think it's unfortunate, too, that he didn't actually call in.
Right, and that's the point that I made to the advertiser that had the question, because I don't think that this guy's, you know, the advertiser isn't concerned about this guy's complaint any longer. The advertiser's concerned about our stance on veterans and wanted to be clear on that.
The last sentence is a real doozy here. I used to say we should defend the rights of free speech, but I would love to see where your broadcasters, in quotes, would be if the opinion, also in quotes, they were spewing, misspelled, came true. I don't think they would be saying whatever they wanted for long.
Okay, hold the phone for a second, because I get so enraged when people say things like this, and the first thing I think of is the Westboro Baptist Church. I hate what those people have to say to other people,
yeah,
but it is their right in the Constitution to say it. It doesn't matter how offended I am by it, how much I disagree with it, it is still their right to say it. And I just get so upset when someone says...
But, Nemi, you only have the right to say it because the military is fighting for your freedom. That's essentially what he's saying here.
Oh.
You would be speaking German if it weren't for the military.
This is, you get this all the time, and, you know, when it comes down to it. And, you know, with World War II, I usually try to steer clear of the landmine that is World War II in conversations about, you know, against war. I can certainly hold my own in that conversation. But, you know, there's nobody out there, nobody is so mouth-breathingly dumb that they're going to say, oh, well, you'd be speaking Korean right now if it wasn't for the military. You'd be speaking Vietnamese. Those Grenadians would be making you speak whatever it is they speak in Grenada. Grenadians.
Speaking Grenade.
Grenadians. Oh. You know, I mean, nobody will say that the Afghanis would have gotten us. You know, none of this. Now, you can, a lot of people believe foreign policy in the United States began on September the 11th, 2001, that for some reason bad people in the Middle East decided to target innocent Americans that had nothing to do with anything, then they don't realize that there were, frankly, seven decades of American intervention in the Middle East, Western intervention in the Middle East, and, you know, they don't even know that information.
The mainstream media is pre-chewing their food for them.
Yeah, they haven't looked into it, and they don't know. So, you know, that's, to some extent, our job to educate them.
All right, there's more coming up here. Your call's welcome. About what you want. Hour 3 is still on the way. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com. Oh, give me